Good morning, my angels and angels. Thank you for tuning in to the Morning Rush. I do apologize. I did not get to say anything for the late night convo. Was going through a little thing. Somebody had an accident where all our power went out. So yeah, I couldn't post it at all. But no need to fear. The Morning Rush is here. Okay. So, I would like to honestly kick it off by saying that it's a lot of things that I'm working on as myself and as I grow within myself, my worth, my love, and my patience and time. So I think this segment and this topic is really going to be about whether things should be kept hold to or let go. So, I had a situation where I really, 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 really care about this guy. I basically love the guy. I don't know if it's love, but look, it feels like it to me, okay? But I've had a time where I was scared of love, okay? Because I've been in love a couple of, and yeah, it didn't go so good, okay? So, I have this one person in mind that, you know, is like very close to my heart. He's one of them people that I really admire a lot. Like, a lot. But for some reason, we tit for tat like if we are a married couple. And I don't know what's going on. But as we, you know, talk to each other face to face, it's magical between us because we have a deep connection where we can laugh in everything. So a situation we had where, of course, this time it was a tit for tat and got to an argument and I was like, forget it. Just stop messing with me, man. And he said, you know what? Okay, I will. And it was kind of like a, oh shoot, reality just hit. It's happening, you know. Honestly, I don't know how to feel about it. Why I don't know how to feel about it is because it comes to a time and a point in time in your life where you got to stop playing games with people and start to get serious a little bit. And the thing is, we often just have a sense of mind where it's like, okay, well, don't talk to me no more. And then you go about your day and you're like, I wonder what this person doing. Let me text. Oh yeah, I just told them not to talk to me. Yeah, I can't do that. So that's the predicament that I'm in right now. But it's something to me that I hold dearly because at the end of the day, I'm willing to put my pride aside and talk, but at the same time, that's my problem. I'm always the one to try to talk and communicate. So at this very moment in time, I don't think that that's good for this outcome. I just want to let it be, because at the end of the day, if somebody's going to be there for you, they're going to be there for you regardless of whether we see that or not. And it's interesting, right? Because it's a verse in the Bible. Don't quote me on it. Well, I know it's a verse in the Bible. And it kind of shocked me a little bit because God said, you know, even if you go through things, still have a friend. And I'm like, what? I swear to you not. I have to find this verse and tell you guys where to look it up at. But I posted it last year because I post a lot of verses. But when in doubt, and if you don't believe in anything else, still have a friend by your side because that's a valuable thing. And I feel like that's the same thing with anything. Even though you go through stuff and you want to be alone, that's not good. It's not, because you're supposed to have a confidant that you can lean on. But when you have situations that's like this, or if you have a situation where things just not working out where you thought it would be, that's when it gets a little tricky. So this topic honestly is a hard topic for me to talk about because I don't want people in my business. But it's not like that. It's more so just I don't want a lot of people guessing or asking me, because I have a lot of family that asks me, that actually tunes in to my podcast. So I don't want them to ask me, who is this person? I'm not going to tell you. And I know it sucks because it's like, well, we family, what do you mean you're not going to tell me? Only because I like the privacy and the connection that we have amongst each other, to where I do not want nobody in our business or telling me, girl, you know you da-da-da-da-da, you know you can't do this, girl, you know you gotta be like this, or girl, you know that you have to get with this or get like this or do something in the retrospect that it's like, okay, I'm trying to understand, but at the same time, I don't. Like, it's not that I don't believe you guys. It's just when I come into a situation where I like a person, it's always somebody else's opinion. And I'm at the point in my life where it's like, I don't care about y'all opinions, you know? So, which I'm very proud of, because I used to be one of them people that cares about a lot of people, everybody's opinions. But it came to a point in my life where I just don't care about whose opinion or who have some. You know, you can have opinions, I don't care. But that's the point, I don't care. You know? And it's not trying to be like rude, like, oh, okay. It's more so we are living our lives for us, not for what a person feels about you or how they feel that you should be living it. Now, I would see if it's a toxic situation, yes. But if it's not a toxic situation, you're living your best life. You like this person for who they are. You can take their attitudes. You can take the punches. You can take the roles and everything. It should never have to be a point where because somebody think, oh, well, you shouldn't do this, or, oh, well, you shouldn't do that, that you should go, oh, yeah, well, I'm not going to mess with him no more because she said a real dude. No. Live your own life and just keep your business to yourself. Mind your business, you know? Mind your own business. Tend to your own love life and actually see what's good for it. So, yeah. But I'm going to go to a quick break, and when I come back, I will talk about it more. Stay tuned with the Morning Rush with Tony Smooth Spirits Radio. Thank you for tuning back into the Morning Rush. I very much appreciate it, but I have another voice message question for you guys if somebody would tune in and give me an answer. Have you guys ever loved somebody so much that even though you knew deep down a lot of stuff just ticks you off, you let that person get away with it? Yes, I have. Because for me, it's more so, and I'm a strong-willed person, very strong-willed. Like, I don't tolerate disrespect. I don't tolerate, people talk to me in kind of way. I'm just not that type of person that just will let somebody talk to me in kind of way. And then you have that person that you know that you can clap back at. So you try not to be that person that's just like, okay, I'm going to let you ride. I'm going to let you ride this time. And that's where I feel like I feel like that's where I go wrong. Because nobody else can, like, get smart with me. But I let this person ride because I know my clapback game is strong. So And it's like, whenever we do have a tit for tat, it's not bad. It's just like, instead of feeding on the anger, I just say, okay. Like, I just, like, I give in. But it seems to me that that's what I'm supposed to do. But at the same time, is that what I'm supposed to do? I just give in. And what I mean by give in, it's not like, I just like, oh, okay, I'm sorry. No. I'm like, okay. If you don't want to, okay. If you want to cut me off, block me, okay. Do so. You know, I personally think it is a good thing because it just shows somebody that what they have towards you, it just doesn't, it's not going to hold no weight. But it kind of backfired on me because I'm just like, okay, well, stop talking to me. And this time, it's like, okay. And I'm at a crossroads where I'm just like, okay, should I have said that or should I have not said that? Was the argument too hard to where I had to say that? Or should I have just worded things differently? And that's where I'm at a crossroads with and just need a little guidance. I can't go too much further into like the argument. Just know it wasn't bad. It wasn't like we was throwing shots at each other. No, it was more so one person always wants to be right. The other person never sees it from the other person's perspective. And it's like, okay. And then you get, you know, a smart mouth. And once I'm over the edge, I'm over the edge. And I don't like being sass mouth because I don't sass mouth anybody. But then when you have that one person that you usually get away with things, but it kind of got you over there. It's like, okay, boom, check. You know, and it's, I know everybody's been through that. I know I'm not the only person that's been through that to where you let somebody ride, and then just one day it just ticks you off to the point of no return. It's like, boom. But then you go back and think, maybe I shouldn't have said that. And that's where I'm at. But a part of me feel like I should have said what I said. Stop messing with me. Just stop talking to me. I don't want to, you know. I feel like I do because at the same time, if somebody feels so much about you that they just have to keep making it seem like you're the problem, then you saw the problem for them. That's my mindset. And when you care about somebody so much, but they tend to show you one minute and then don't show you the next, it kind of messes your brain up. I know for me, it messes my brain up because one, I am an empath to where I could feed off of people's emotions, one. Two, I'm able to read people and see what's going on with you. Three, I have a great ability to give people messages. So for me, playing with my brain is not the right thing to do. That's where a lot of people go wrong. I'm not kin to... I'm back, my angels and angels. Sorry about that. Had a call come through. But yeah, it messes with my head when somebody plays mind games. Like, it messes with my head hard. And that's where I go wrong because I'm just not the type to do mind games. I don't like them. They're not for me, okay? So when you have somebody that does that, it ticks me off. It does. But at the end of the day, it should never go too far of just cutting somebody off that you care deeply about and care so much about. And for the record, if any of my family is listening, no, you don't know this guy, okay? You don't know him. He's somebody that I just rather keep to myself and see where it goes. Because a situation's like this. If I would have said something and then we just cut each other off, then what? You know, so it's more so I'm at this point in my life where I'm just not going to introduce anybody to anybody until I know the situation is right or in a retrospect, if I am in a relationship. Now, if I'm in a relationship, then I have no problem telling my friends, my family about my boyfriend. But if we're not in a relationship, yeah, I don't want to say anything, because you never know when you will stop talking to this person. So yes, as I'm pulling up to my job, I hope everyone has a safe day. It's a little smug outside, so it fits my emotions right now, but I hope everybody has a beautiful day today. Don't let the cloudy day ruin your sunny time. Be the sun that's needed in a rainy day. And with that being said, thank you for tuning into the Morning Rush. Stay tuned, because I will have a night conversation with you guys. So thank you so much, my angels and angels. And tune in tonight for the late night convo with me, Tony, on Smooth Spirits Radio. Have a good day.